Meanwhile. A regular on the show, the one and only Mr. Skin. Mr. Skin, welcome back. How are you?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Really good. How are you?
Oh, doing great, doing great. Your end is always good for me.
Happy holidays. How's the family?
Everyone's good. The little skin fins are great, too.
Dude, that's got to be some kind of record. For pulling out a pun,
the quickest pun.
Well, yeah, you know, but the funny thing is, I mean, my life is my wife just ran two of the kids to kindergarten and preschool.
Kindergarten
and preschool, and then I run back down in the basement to do an interview and talk about the best nude scenes of the year. There's such a dichotomy there.
That's skin-credible.
It is skin-credible.
I know what you get. You gave Mrs. Skin a really hearty thank you.
Yeah,
in the book, well done there.
Yes,
you took care of all the business stuff.
Yes.
You started this when everybody was still using dial-up. We were talking about that earlier today with MrSkin.com,
yeah,
where if you wanted to see Meg Ryan or whoever you were looking for popular at the time,
yes,
you had to sit and wait for it to download for hours with your dial-up.
Right, I remember that because I remember having meetings like in 2000 and 2001 where you'd have to be like, well, we better not do that because there's all these dial-up people, and I remember thinking, come on, get off of dial-up.
Yeah.
You know?
It's absolutely true.
Yeah, guys. They want to look at Kelly Bundy.
God, do you remember dial-up? That noise it would make while you were waiting?
Oh, classic. By the way, we were just talking about this in the office. We saw a stat the other day that said something like 3 million people are still paying $20 a month for dial-up to AOL. Could you believe that?
No, I believe it.
It's hard to believe. Mr. Skin joins us. There's a number of things that you've got. Obviously, the website is always there, and I'm sure there are people listening who have already frequented it or already have their password saved on every device they own. But also, you've got your top 10 nude scenes of 2009 and your Mr. Skin's Skincyclopedia.
Yeah. Well, the book came out about a week ago. It's in stores now or at Amazon.com. And we actually did the first Skincyclopedia in January of 2005. Mm-hmm. And I got a call last summer from our publisher at St. Martin, and they said, hey, you know, the first book, we were so happy with how it did, we'd like to do a second edition. Are you interested? And I said, well, let me first check how many new nude scenes have happened since the first book came out, because I want to make sure it's worth doing. And I checked, and over 350 celebrities, you know, like Marissa Tomei, Jessica Biel, Anna Paquin, have been naked since the first book. And if you take the actresses that were in the first one and these 350, over 2,000 new nude scenes have happened. So I figured it's a smart idea to do a book. And this is actually 688 pages, half the size of the healthcare bill. So,
jeez, yeah. How about that, man?
But read by more people, I guarantee.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Well, yeah, far easier to understand.
Yeah, the healthcare bill doesn't have a list of all the actresses that have only shown right breast in a movie. You know?
Well, it's funny because, and we'll get to the list, the end of the year list. So, but since we're talking about the book, I might as well bring this up to you. I was reading, and I flipped over to the page, the entry in Mr. Skin's Skincyclopedia. For Yoko Ono.
Oh, my God.
Now, Skin, I understand including her in the text because she appeared nude and is a celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
But what I have a problem with is your glowing review of her. Are you serious?
Well, come on. We're not going to put a book out and rip the actresses.
Why? Yeah, but it's Yoko.
I know. Well, you could rip her about the whole Beatles thing, but hey, anyone who's been naked in a movie, we're cool with it, and we're gonna applaud that. She actually did a brief nude scene in the John Lennon movie Imagine from 1988.
Yeah. Well, nobody can forget the cover of the Two Virgins album cover with John and Yoko. And unbelievable pubic hair was in, apparently.
Oh, my God.
Very
I mean, seriously.
It was in, and it was all over.
It was everywhere. Yeah.
It needed to be harvested.
Well, all right. I just want to throw that out there, Skin.
No, no problem at all.
All right,
that's
buddy.
Cool. See, that shows you that we have 2009 actresses in the book, and sometimes I think people might not know that not that everyone would want to see it, but I don't think a lot of people know that Yoko Ono did nudity, and there's other actresses in there that I think would surprise you, like Marsha from the Brady Bunch is in the book, Maureen McCormick. That's a one. She did a movie called Texas Lightning in 1980, about 6 years after the Brady Bunch ended, and at the hour and 4 minute mark, she shows breasts. It's pretty weird to think Marsha did a nude scene.
Right.
Mr. Skin from MrSkin.com. Mr. Skin, who's the holy grail right now that hasn't done it yet, but you think would be great for MrSkin.com's
business?
Let me
give you a couple, and then I'll give you the holy grail. Like, examples would be like Scarlett Johansson. We need her to do a real nude scene. Jessica Alba, need her to do a real nude scene. She's done one where it was a body double, but it wasn't her. But I think, me personally, I'd love to see, like, Katy Perry or Jessica Simpson get in a movie and show those chests. But I think the holy grail to myself and the people that come to my website and the, you know, what I get asked so much is Megan Fox. I think a lot of guys.
Yeah.
She's probably the one right now that most guys would want to see doing.
She'd really have to fall or just want to do it.
Well, you know, we'll see what happens. She had a lot of success early in her career, so, you know, these Transformers movies put a lot of money in her pocket, so she's not as desperate as some young actresses, so we'll see.
She seems dirty enough, though, that she'd do it for fun.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Just for the hell of it.
I tell people that all the time. I don't feel that her nudity is like, you know, she's uptight about nudity. So no. I have a feeling it'll happen.
She seems like she would do it to spite someone she loves, frankly.
Hey, that's fine with us.
Whatever your reason.
Would you have to include if any of the Tiger Woods mistresses came out, if they came out in some type of film? I mean,
For sure. We actually have at the front page of our site today, Holly Sampson. We got all her skin.
Of course, yeah. Those porn stars were definitely in film.
Well, yeah. Well, she's been naked. Gosh, she's been naked in like 13 or 14 movies, plus did a lot of posing, as you can imagine, in other in some adult films. But
sure.
We have her in 13 non-porn films where you could see her completely naked. And, so the answer is yes. Any Tiger Woods girls that do anything in movies or television, we're on the case.
You guys got it all covered. Mr. Skin joins us. You got your top 10 nude scenes from 2009. Some of these were from things I've seen, and others are from stuff that I don't know. So
Well, keep in mind, when I do top 10 lists, I don't care if it's a good movie or a movie guys have seen. That doesn't matter. What matters is the quality of the nudity.
Yes, that's true. Man. All right, who's number 10?
Number 10 is Malin Ackerman in Watchmen, the summer blockbuster movie. She played Silk Spectre 2, and there's a scene where she's completely nude on Mars with Patrick Wilson. And, you know, we don't get a lot of blockbuster nudes, you know, because most of the blockbusters are PG-13. So it's always cool when a movie that does incredible at the box office and a lot of people saw has great nudity, because that doesn't happen a lot anymore.
Now, that's definitely not the sex scene that happened in that guy's. I don't remember any of the
characters.
No,
you know, we considered both of them. I just liked it. It's visually to show people. The point is that she did nude. You could see her naked body. I thought it was easier to see her standing up on Mars. Good lighting on Mars. Anyway, you could see her better there. But they were both great scenes. We point that out on the list anyway. Number 9, you guys are familiar with the Detroit-based HBO show Hung.
Great show.
Yeah, I like it a lot. I really dig it. My wife, always, who's from Detroit, every time he's walking around at the beginning of it, she points out every landmark to me. I got to hear it every time. But anyway, Alana Ubach is his neighbor, and he's, you know, his house burned down. Thomas Jane, the male prostitute, his house burned down, so he's living in a tent. She has a mansion next door. And she, actually, a lot of people would know her as Reese Witherspoon's best friend, Serena, in the Legally Blonde movies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty cool. And she never had done a nude scene. Her and Thomas Jane hooked up, and it was wild. It was a great, great topless scene from her and great sex. And highly recommend Alana Ubach and Hung, which came in at number 9 on our list.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. That is a fantastic scene.
Oh, it was great. And again, I've talked to you guys about this, but the cable TV series are where the most daring, and I'm finding more girls do their nude debuts now on TV than they do in movies. Which
yeah,
is really wild.
That's true.
Number 8, Friday the 13th, they did a remake of that in 2009, and when this movie came out in theaters, I had all these guys like asking me, who was that topless girl on Friday the 13th? I don't know who she is, but I've never seen better breasts. And her name is Juliana Gill.
Yeah.
And the boyfriend in the scene said that she had perfect nipple placement. So I wasn't alone when I said that she had great breasts. So that's number 8 on our list.
It's a wonderful compliment.
Yes. Number 7, There was a Harrison Ford Ray Liotta movie called Crossing Over, which Ray Liotta played an immigration officer, and he this girl, this gorgeous girl named Alice Eve, she's playing an Australian model, she had to have sex with him so she could get her green card, and there's a scene with her in bed, and these could be the best breasts of this year, as good as Juliana Gill's were. I really love Alice Eve, her topless scene in Crossing Over, amazing.
By the way, whenever we're talking to Mr. Skin and he's rolling through this list, I always want to hear like a little kid come in, "Dad, I can't find my coloring book."
Oh, it's happened.
I'm sure it has.
Yeah, luckily I got two out the door and one with the nanny right now.
Skin,
so.
Have the kids yet figured out what you do?
They don't. They're too young. They don't understand.
Well, what are you? It's going to be an awkward moment, man.
Well, you know, I don't. We'll see.
You're just not dealing with it.
We'll cross that bridge. But they do. Whenever they see the Mr. Skinhead, they say it's Daddy. So that.
You got to include it. If there's a way to document that, keep a journal. Anything.
You see that as a mini series in itself.
It should be a mini blog, a video blog on MrSkin.com. Mr. Skin hides this from his children.
Well, how about when my daughter, who's the oldest, has. Bring your dad to school day so you can tell the kids what he does for a living.
What do you do? What do you say?
You get into a whole computer consultant rap, I think.
Yeah, that's a good choice. Yeah.
How old is she?
She is 5, so she's in kindergarten.
You're safe for a while, yeah.
She's oldest, so I got some time here before I need explanation.
All right. Okay.
So anyway, going down the list, number 6 on our list was the... Actually, from My Bloody Valentine 3D, and I considered it the best 3D nude scene I've ever seen. All you have to know is you get Betsy Rue showing all 3 Bs for 3 full minutes. All 3 Bs, 3 minutes in 3D. It's outstanding. Best nudity ever shown in 3D. Betsy Rue and My Bloody Valentine.
All right.
Well, that would be something in 3D.
It's pretty wild. The glasses do get a little fogged up, but it is a good news.
Okay. What do you do if you want to term it as full bush, but she's completely shaved?
I know. You know, that's. I hate to go to a new category on that because I think bush, everyone knows what we're talking about, but you're right. Like, Betsy Rue, we call it bush, but in fact... It's not.
Yeah,
it's completely.
There's nothing.
You go with
there.
Like a new category, hardwood floors. I mean, is that?
I don't know. Skin.
That's not hot. Then again, bush wasn't hot before it got applied to it. No one ever looked at a shrub and woo.
Right.
Mr. Skin joins going through his top nude scenes of 2009.
Yes. Now, number 5 on the list, Ashton Kutcher did a movie called Spread, which kind of bombed at the box office. But I have to tell you, of any mainstream movie I saw this year, I consider it the movie with the best nudity. And he plays like a gigolo with a bunch of girls in the Hollywood Hills. And one of them is Rachel Blanchard. And she utters the greatest movie line in any movie this year, "Shave my papaya." And it is outstanding stuff. And she played Cher on TV's Clueless. Gorgeous girl. Naked in the Tub with Ashton Kutcher, number 5 on my best nude scenes of 2009.
What is her name again?
Rachel Blanchard.
Okay.
Gorgeous girl. Check her out. Now, number 4, you guys obviously are very familiar with True Blood on HBO.
Right. Great show.
Yeah, it is. And Anna Paquin, in season 1, did her nude debut, and there was much rejoicing at the Mr. Skin offices. But season 2 this year, she did an even better nude scene in bed, and... you know, again, a girl that won an Academy Award that had never done a nude scene, you know, through her 20s, and here she is in True Blood, back-to-back years of great nudity. That's why cable TV is so awesome. So, anyway, Anna Paquin in True Blood is number 4.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Number 3, there's a movie called The Informers, which is based on a Bret Easton Ellis book. He's the guy that did Less Than Zero and American Psycho. Well, Amber Heard had incredible nudity. Now, she was the girl in Pineapple Express, the Seth Rogen movie, The Girlfriend.
Right.
Yeah, gorgeous blonde, gorgeous blonde. And she was also on the cover of Maxim magazine. She has a scene where she does a striptease for these two guys, and you guys definitely have to see this nude scene. It is amazing. Number 3 on the list, Amber Heard and The Informers. Now, number 2 is my... I guess you'd call it my most anticipated nude scene of this year because back in 2008, I knew that there was a movie coming out called Powder Blue where Jessica Biel was going to play a stripper, but I had had so many times where I've been disappointed, where you hear rumors, like Megan Fox and Jennifer's Body is a great example.
Yeah.
Hey, Megan Fox is going to be naked. It's going to be incredible. And as the movie gets closer, you start to think, okay, wait a second. They're making it into PG-13 or whatever.
Yeah.
So you always get disappointed. This was one of the rare times it was better than could be anticipated. And Jessica Biel, at the hour and 8 minute mark, she is the possessor of one of the best bodies in Hollywood, does a strip on a stage and gets topless in a thong and pours candle wax on her breast to cap it off. It's amazing stuff.
That scene is hot. I have seen that scene. It's fantastic.
Not, yeah, so that's number two of my best nude scenes of the year, but I definitely think the one that kind of blew me away the most was from Californication, Eva Amore, who is Susan Sarandon's real-life daughter. She also has... Susan Sarandon, like chest, she has like...
Oh, yeah, I'm looking at it right now. What a massive... Yeah.
34 double D.
Very heaving.
Natural. Yeah. Heaving.
You're just right. Heaving's incredible. A great way to describe it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, yeah, heaving is the best way to describe it. And
man, God, I wish they'd stop lighting it like that. It's all stupid and dumb.
Yeah, I know. They need to get better lighting.
Come on.
Turn
well,
some
if you
lights
see the whole
on.
Scene, it's, well, you're fine. It's well lit. And plus she had...
Which clip? One, two, or three?
What's that?
There's three clips you got for her.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know which one. I don't have that in front of me. I'm
like
sorry.
You won't watch all three of them anyway.
Well, yeah. Why don't you? Why don't you suffer through all three and trying to find the best lighting? I guess. But no, she is. She is. And again, this was the first time she was naked. Her mom, Susan Sarandon. Susan Sarandon was told her to do this nude scene. She said, "Hey, you know," coming from her mom who has been naked in 14 movies, it wasn't a big family issue.
Yeah.
I don't think so. Anyway, that's number one. Eva Marie in Californication.
Not all bad.
Right. Yeah.
What's the best?
List.
What's the best movie you saw this year that didn't have anything to do with work?
Oh my God.
Do you see movies for fun or is it gone? You can't.
You know, I don't only because I'm so busy with this job, and then when you're looking at movies all the time, I don't really think, hey, hon, let's go to a movie this night. But I'd have to think about that because I really don't have an answer off the top.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
The thing everybody else does to get away, you go to it, and it's too much reality. It's too much. It's too much like your job.
Exactly.
Unbelievable.
Exactly.
Cow.
MrSkin.com. That is the website. That's where everything starts and ends. And then you got the top 10 nude scenes of 2009. You can find those on MrSkin.com, and you can check out Mr. Skin's Skincyclopedia. No doubt bound for the New York Times bestseller list, right?
No, the breastseller list.
The breast, there it is.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Mr. Skin, best to you as always.
All right, you guys. Great talking to you again.
You too.